Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Three pieces of evidence. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said, "Many who believe in the name of Jesus are not sure that they have eternal life. They only hope so. I speak affectionately to the weaker ones who cannot yet say that they know they have believed. I speak not to your condemnation, but your consolation. Full assurance is not essential to salvation, but it is essential to satisfaction. May you get it at once. At any rate, may you never be satisfied to live without it. May you have full assurance. Do you love God? Do you love His only begotten Son? You can answer those two questions, surely. If I love Him, I know it is because He first loved me." See 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Love to God in us is always the work of God's love toward us. Love to Jesus is an effect that proves the existence of its cause. John goes on to give another evidence. "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments." 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. The Holy Spirit tells us that if we love the brethren, we have passed from death to life. You can tell whether you love the brethren as such for their master's sake and for the truth's sake that is in them. And if you can truly say that you thus love them, then you must know that you have eternal life. See 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. Our apostle gives us this further evidence. "This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Obedience is the grand test of love. Do you feel that you love the ways of God, that you desire holiness and follow after it joyfully? Then, dear friends, you have eternal life, and these are the sure evidences of it. Obedience, holiness, delight in God never came into a human heart except from a heavenly hand. To me, the fact that the mouth of God has spoken it stands in the place of all argument, either for or against. If Jehovah says so, so it is. If your faith stands in the wisdom of men and is based upon the cleverness of a preacher, it will fail you. But if it stands on the sure word of the Lord, it will stand forever. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, "The Blessing of Full Assurance." These pieces of evidence are why I stressed last week that you make reading the Bible a regular practice. God tells us that faith comes through hearing the word of God. See Romans chapter 10, verse 17. One of the favorite tactics of the devil is to try to get people to doubt or misapply God's word. He asked Adam and Eve, "Did God really say?" And then he quoted the Psalms out of context to Jesus to try to get him to doubt. See Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, and Luke chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. So when doubts about your secure standing in God's sight creep in, you can return to the scripture to say, "I have these three pieces of evidence that make me confident of God's favor. I love Him because He first loved me. I love others because His love is in me, and I delight to obey all that my Father has told me." Don't passively listen to your doubts and the devil's lies, but actively talk back to them. Get into God's Word and let God's Word get into you so that you can speak the truth to every doubt.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.